Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from him whose back endured that we might be saved, Jesus our Lord and Savior. Amen. John chapter 19, verse 1. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. Thus far our text. Dear brothers and sisters in our Lord, one of the most painful, I think, and the cruelest types of punishment back in the days of the Romans and even before was that of scourging. It even sounds bad. Scourging. To be scourged meant to be beaten with a whip, often until the blood flowed. And it could be a dangerous thing. It could be so dangerous it could even take the life of the one being scourged. And so because of that, they actually at times put limitations on the scourging. The book of Deuteronomy, for example, says no more than 40 times. Can't hit anyone more than 40 times, 40 lashes. Beyond that is not good. So they even recognized that they had to put limits on even the dignity of a criminal to maybe save his life with a scourging. Indeed, St. Paul mentions it. And by the time of the Jews in his day, they thought, well, we'll take it easy on people. We'll minus one. We'll take one off. So it was 39. I don't know if you would actually feel the difference by the time you passed 20 or 30. But the Jews, you know, they were going to take one of them off. So St. Paul, he talks about his scourgings as well, mimicking the life of Jesus. And so in 2 Corinthians, in his long list of miseries in the ministry, he mentions five times he was scourged by the Jews, 40 lashes. Minus one. Now that's a miserable ministry. Wow, I can't imagine myself being scourged, having the shirt, the tunic ripped off your back, barebacked, strapped to a pole, and then hit that many times with the whip. And friends, it wasn't just any whip either. It was a special whip. It was a whip that typically was made with several different cords of leather that came off of it. And it wasn't just slick pieces of leather that they used. They often took that leather and tied really tight knots in it, made those knots nice and hard, so that those knots inflicted big bruises on the recipient. And there were times that they even upped the ante just a bit as well. They took that leather and they tied chips of bone into that leather. And even pieces of metal at times, in order to inflict maximum punishment, to bring forth the blood, to make it flow. My goodness, what a cruel day and age. Hard to imagine that kind of cruelty. But friends, we think of the cross often with Jesus. But this night we think of his scourging. That's what Jesus endured as a part of his passion. That's what he endured in order to bring us and earn us peace with our Heavenly Father. The scourging on his back, he endured that bitter scourging, that bitter flogging. Isaiah speaks about it in his 50th chapter. There he says of Jesus, he gave his back to those who strike. And in Psalm 129, King David is quoting Jesus himself. Jesus speaking, and as we hear his words, we hear him graphically describing what took place. There Jesus says through David, the plowers plowed upon my back. You know, we're envisioning, you know, the farm implements tearing up the ground and leaving a deep crevice. The plows plowed upon my back, he says. They made long their furrows. Wow. brings to mind, I guess for me, the obvious, Mel Gibson's movie, Passion of the Christ. As I recall that movie, there was a time or two, I have to admit, I turned away just a bit. Its intensity. One of those times was during the scourging of Jesus. They took him and strapped him up, tied him up, locked him up to the pole with all the entire garrison of the Roman soldiers watching. It's a wonderful spectator sport. It was then that the whipmaster took the whip and mercilessly beat Jesus. Whip after whip, stripe after stripe, lash after lash, and you saw the blood flying, landing on the soldiers and landing on the one performing the deed. It was a bloody mess. You almost had to turn it away. You couldn't hardly watch it. But friends, it graphically indeed demonstrated what Jesus went through to buy me back. What he went through to earn my salvation. He received horrible blows at the hands of his punisher. And with every blow and with every strike that they landed, our sins became his. Our transgressions became his own. Indeed, his battered back received what my back should have received. His battered back received what your back should have received. But he loved us so much that he stepped in the way. He stepped in the way of the punisher and took the whip for us. In so many facets, in all facets of his passion, we see his substitutionary atonement. He took my stripes. He took my beating. He took my whip, my scourging. As Isaiah once said it so beautifully in the 54th chapter of his servant's song, by his stripes we are healed. He took them for me. And yes, because of that tremendous scourging, God forgives us. God pardons us. Every sin. Every sin today that weighs you down, gone in the whip, in the cross of Jesus. God forgives. God redeems. God buys back. With every blow, he bought you back. And then if that weren't enough, that horrible scourging upon his back, there was more. For they took him and they placed yet another burden upon his back. There, bruised and beaten and bloody, they laid upon his back the beams of the cross. You're going to carry the cross to your own death. What an insult. What an insult. Wow. And so they laid it upon his injured back. The pain must have been incredible. And there Jesus went. Burdened, walking through the streets of Jerusalem. No, more than walking, probably stumbling, probably staggering here and there. Blood dropping to the unholy ground. Bringing redemption. Until finally his muscles were quivering so much that he couldn't handle the load anymore. And he fell, crash to the ground. The cross smashing him. You there, they said, pointing to a man standing by. His name was Simon. He was from Cyrene. Carry the cross. And you don't argue with the Roman soldiers. So Simon picked up the cross and carried it to Golgotha for Jesus, who was by this time too bloodied to carry it anymore. But then they hoisted him up on that cross. And upon his shoulders, God placed every sin of the world. And he became the scapegoat for us all. He bore the burden of our sin, the iniquity of us all. And yes, dear friends, what does that mean for us? It means we're free. The curse of the law is gone. Its power to accuse disappeared. In the wounds of Jesus, in the cross of the Savior, we are freed. We are friends with God again, reconciled with the Lord Most High. Redeemed. No more condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. What a blessing. Unburdened by law. Indeed. And for Jesus, yes, there was victory as well. 3 days later, he would walk out of that tomb in victory, in strength, with Satan and his demons shuddering at the sight, hell quivering at the victory of the Lamb. And as he walked out, the wounds on his back, the deep plow marks were healed, were mended. Glorious resurrection. And so it will be with us, for that moment is coming where there will be no more back pain. That moment is coming when he cries out to the earth to arise, and our discs and our bones will all be strong again and perfect again. All because Jesus back bore the burden for us. And so we rejoice indeed in him tonight. We rejoice in the one who bore the holy wounds, whose back received the Roman whips, and whose back was healed in resurrection for us. Let us rejoice in Jesus, who was whipped for us. In his almighty name, for his sake. Amen. We invite you to arise. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds forever in him who lives, who reigns, Jesus our Savior. Amen.